Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary conquer. The gossip is greater than the ordinary. So I'm gonna give them all I have to be invisible. Come on, help me feel.
This ain't no ordinary
world. This ain't no ordinary. No. The sound of it's real.
The sound
of it's real. So I'm gonna give them all I
have. I'm gonna give it all I have.
Let me tell the story about a woman with a sister. And it's 12 long years, didn't know what to do. She heard about a man coming through her side. She fell to a knee and crawled on the ground. I'm gonna give it all I have. Come on, help me,
this ain't no ordinary
world. No, it ain't, no, it ain't, no, it
ain't.
So I'm
giving all I have. I'm giving
all I have. To tell a story, my man. But tell me, you believe all the plans to see. Man, you want the train, crucified for you and me. Oh, oh, this man only wanted to make us free. Only if he did. Oh, this is up for the 3 days. Thank you.
ain't no ordinary song. This ain't no ordinary Bible study. We're not no ordinary people. And we don't serve no ordinary God. There's nothing ordinary about us. Because we're the sons and daughters of God. And we're glad about it. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly thank each and every one of you all. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Your word says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will that you have laid out for us, according to your word. So we thank you, Father God, first of all, for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, where we learn how we're to behave, how we're to trust you. Your word says that we are partakers of a divine nature. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the new nature that we have, that we're enjoying now. I thank you, Father God, that by your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. We've been healed from the old nature and enjoying the new nature, Father God. So I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that your word says that my healing shall spring forth speedily. And I declare that over somebody's life today. And we just declare it, and we say what the word of God says in every situation, that it will not return back, that God will give you a speedy recovery. And you just keep on believing God for that. And we just stand on the word of God with you, because it's in your word, Father God, that we've learned that we've been washed by the blood. It is in your word, Father God, that we've learned that we've been redeemed from the curse. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, for being redeemed from that curse. That's an awesome thing. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can now call ourselves saints, because we're more than conquerors through you. I thank you, Father God, for those that are participating in this Bible study, in this word at noon, especially those that have an ear for listening. I thank you for that as well. I thank you, Father God, that we walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. I thank you, Father God, that you allow us to have a light, and we can let it shine wherever we go. So I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that because we are new creation and we're part of that new creation, we are partakers of a divine nature. I thank you for it. Give you the honor, the glory. I thank you, Father God, that we're your sons and daughters. We've been reconciled. You've given us the ministry of reconciliation. And I thank you, Father God, that I can declare before the world that we're your children, because 1 Peter 1:22 says we've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is your word. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God. I ask you right now, as those that will open their ears, I thank you for letting them hear your word. I thank you, Father God, that we're going to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. I'm believing right now, Heavenly Father, somebody going to get a revelated word, going to change their walk, going to change their lifestyle, going to change how they even think about things, Father God.
Yeah.
And we just going to give you all the glory, and we're going to give you all the praise, because you're so deserving. If we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to praise you, Father God, for what you've done for us. And I thank you, Father God, for those that will listen with your spiritual ear. And I ask these and all blessings in Christ's name and for his sake. We pray. Everybody agree to it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Remember, brothers and sisters, we're talking about grace. Well, we can't talk about, the law. But we can't talk about the law without talking about the grace of God. I don't know why I just believe that. It's hard for me to continue to believe that there's a law without no grace. Hallelujah. And we're going to kind of pick up where we left off yesterday. We were over there in, we were talking about the plumb line, because Christ is our plumb line today.
Yes.
Let him get it straight for you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm just believing that, brothers and sisters. I just believe that with everything in me. So Our first scripture today will be found over there in, I tell you what, we'll just go straight to Amos 7, chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. Chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. Evangelist William, would you like to read that for us, please?
Yes, Pastor. Amos 7, 7 and 8. Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for here. Amen, and that song. Amen. Reading from Amos, chapter 7, verses 7 and 8 from the Message Bible. God showed me this vision. My master was standing beside a wall. In his hand, he held a plumb line. God said to me, what do you see, Amos? I said, a plumb line. Then the master said, look what I've done. I've hung a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I've spared them for the last time. This is it. Amen.
Well, there's a couple of things I wanted to say about the plumb line, then we'll move on. And if anybody want to add something, you're more than welcome. You know, this is our Bible study. But, see, no man could be justified by the law in the sight of God. So it was necessary that God use a substitution because the word, just telling them the word of God wasn't good enough. They needed a visual. So God said, okay, what is this? And Amos said, it's a plumb line. And the plumb line will not make one straight, but prove one is crooked. Woo! Mm. Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. I'll say that one more time. Because when you think of a plumb line, you think, okay, this is going to make the building straight. No. What it's going to do is show you your deficiency. It's going to show you that what you thought was ain't, and what you think ain't is. So I said that because I think we're living at a time now that the plumb line is proven, which is Christ, how far man is off. Man don't want to be straight with God. So I said, line yourself up to Christ, because Christ is our plumb line. And you'll see how crooked you are. You're serving an idol God. You're worshiping idol God. And God said, thou shalt have no other God before me. We're making everything God. People are making TikTok God. They're making social media God. I know people who openly confess. When they get up in the morning, before they pray, before they say good morning, Lord, they have to hit Facebook. They have to hit what used to be known as Twitter, but it's known as X. Now, they got to go X that day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, won't even thank God, but soon they open those beautiful eyes. The only thing, and I'm not talking about anybody here. I'm just talking about where the world is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get this plumb line. They need to understand how important it is that we line up to Christ. Get in Christ. See, judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hell shall sweep away the refuge of the live, and the waters shall overflow the hidden places. And that's what God said to Isaiah. I said, here's what I'm going to do. Because they're going to miss it. They're going to miss it unless I show them that the judgment has already begun. Judgment began in the house of God, brothers and sisters. That's with the people of God.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to live by all these laws. I told you on yesterday, Abraham, and these are God's words, Abraham lived 430 years before the law came. He was living by faith. And that's what God expects for us to live. The faith. See, the law was designed to show them that the errors of their way, or to keep them from error. But the law don't stop you from doing nothing. If you want to go out there and run that line, you run it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about what the law say. I don't mean jack.
Mm-hmm.
But it was put there because of transgression. See, where there's no law, there's no transgression. So God can't say, well, y'all in error if no line. See, it's just like where I live at. You can run down this street 80 miles an hour. 80 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You can do donuts if you want to. Because ain't no sign up there. Ain't no law say how fast you can drive. But now when they put that sign up there, it say 25 miles an hour. Now we got some guidelines here.
All right.
Amen.
You run down here if you want to, you're going to deal with the consequences. So that's what I'm trying to tell you, brothers and sisters. It's about consequences now. That God continue to tell people, Christ is the plumb line. You got to deal with the consequences. If you don't accept him, see, people reject Christ, reject what God has given us in Christ. So the Lord Jesus was born under the law to do away with the law.
Yeah.
He had to render complete obedience. Oh, I got some receipts. I remember over there in Galatians 4. Read Galatians 4 and 4.
Okay, one moment, Pastor. Galatians 4 and 4. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Amen, amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. But when the time arrived that was set by God the Father, God sent his son, born among us of a woman, born under the conditions of the law, so that he might redeem those of us who have been kidnapped by the law. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Amen.
Well, we may get into it. See, yeah, Paul didn't know it was sin until the law said it. When the law said, oh, Carly, I've been running down this road 80 miles an hour. I can't do this. See, he didn't know that until they put the sign up there. When they put the sign up, then he said, I died. Well, we may get into that in a moment. But let me tell you this, brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ was born under the law.
Yeah.
Why? So he was circumcised under the law.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He had to be presented to the Lord according to the Jewish temple. At the Jewish temple, according to the Jewish tradition. See, Christ had to fulfill everything in order for us to have eternal life. So a sacrifice of turtle dove was offered according to the law of the Lord. This was a law over there in Luke 2 21 through 24. That was a law. But Jesus came to fulfill, not to destroy. I believe I got some paper here. Look at Matthew's 5:17. Matthew 17, 5:17.
Matthew's 5:17. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Amen, amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, don't suppose for a minute that I have come to demolish the scriptures, either God's law or the prophets. I am not here to demolish, but to complete. Amen.
See, the law couldn't be fulfilled until Christ came.
Amen.
Oh, they had been tried it, but they couldn't live that perfect law. So Christ lived in a perfect obedience to the law, according to Matthew 3:17. Perfect obedience to the law. Why? So he could fulfill that law. So he confirmed, the Bible says over in Romans 15:8, you can go there. Romans 15:8.
Romans 15:8. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promise made unto the fathers. Amen, amen.
Amen. They just getting away. Okay. 15:8 from the Message Bible. Jesus, staying true to God's purpose, reached out in a special way to the Jewish insiders so that the old ancestral promises would come true for them. Amen.
Yeah.
So he confirmed the promise. So he made the Father, he did everything was required so he could confirm the promise that God had promised. The Bible says he fulfilled all types of the law by his life and his sacrificial death. Now you go there in Hebrews 9 and read the whole story. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, when I think about Christ being come and high priest, they had high priest, but it had to be fulfilled. So Christ was greater than the other priests because he was perfect.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 The Bible says that Christ came so he could be a great and more perfect priest. He could be a more and great and perfect tabernacle, not with hands. Mm-hmm. That is to say, not a building.
Mm-hmm.
See, God wanted a high priest superior to the covenant, superior to that building.
Yeah, yeah. Say that.
Think
say
about
that.
All the things he did. Everything the Jewish people practiced, Jesus became that and some.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Including holiness of holiness. Including taking care of the Passover. Including taking his own blood. Not the blood of goats and calves, but instead he used his own blood. That was brothers and sisters. Because without the shedding of blood, there was no remission for sin. So some blood had to be shed, no matter what. Blood had to be shed.
Amen.
And scientists, they ain't got too far off now, because they still using blood. They use blood to determine practically everything. God.
Amen. Yes.
But listen,
yes.
He is the mediator of the new covenant by his own
yes.
blood.
Amen.
So he became the mediator. He became the go-between. So you don't have to go to the building. Preach, I'm trying to do the best I can. So you don't have to go to some stinking building. Before, if you know anything about the law and Jews and how this thing was practiced, they had to go up there and offer their sacrifice to the priest, and the priest give it to the high priest, and the high priest go up to the holiness of holiness, and they had been caught mixing and mingling with blood and stuff of that nature. They were doing all kind of crazy stuff. They were selling the meat. Once they get the blood, they would sell the meat. They would do a lot of crazy stuff. Yeah, you think people hustle today? You need to go back and see how some of them was hustling then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
They was even trying to sell tainted blood that had been used for sacrifice. Listen, brother, sister, being crooked, the devil been using. He been using folks. It ain't nothing new. But I just want to out this. They were supposed to have been the mediator for us. And their hands had shed innocent blood. That's why God had already preordained how this was going to be. If we were going to have to be perfect, we had to have perfect blood. When Jesus was getting ready to get up out of here and the woman wanted to touch it, Jesus said, "Touch me not. For I have not yet ascended unto my Father." That woman had touched Jesus, everything would have been tainted. The whole creation would have been tainted. The whole universe would have been a hot mess. There would be no more remission. There would be no more sacrifice for sin. What could be anymore? So Jesus said to the woman, "Don't touch me yet." See, and that was Satan on the Satan would get that love to use her. I keep telling y'all, the woman, something about women, or that nature, is something big going to happen before Christ come back. Because women have already showed up in some of the most critical time. Well, that's a subject for another day. But anyway, so before the law, And after the law, Christ made this better covenant. The Bible says, before the law was given, there was a no trust transgression. One cannot transgress something where actually, we're going to read this over in Romans 4, and Romans 4, let's see, verses 15.
Romans 4:15, because the law worketh war, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Amen. Amen.
Amen. 15. Let me go up a little further. Let's see. That's not a holy promise, a business deal, a contract drawn up by a hard-nosed lawyer and with plenty of fine print. Only make sure that you will never be able to collect. But if there is no contract in the first place, simply a promise, God's promise at hand, you can't break it. Amen. God's promise is that you can't break it. Amen.
So before the law was given, there was no transgression. No one cannot transgress something that does not exist. That's what I was trying to say a while ago about if there's no law, there's no transgression. So, you know, on the street, they better have a speed sign or speed, what the speed limit is. If you don't have no red light, can you imagine everybody be just going whichever one get past there first, you know? So you got these laws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To guide or direct people. But we have the law of Christ, brothers and sisters, okay? But before there was law, there was no transgression, okay? So you have to have something to show man that he was transgressing, and he was not doing what he should have been doing. So there come two words. It's trans and gression. It means to go beyond. The scripture is clear on this point. So it's transgression. So the question, I guess, in everybody's mind at this point, where there he is, where we're sin before the law. Because you think about it, was the sin before the law? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And just as wicked and terrible as after the law was given. Some people, they go to the church, the organized church, before they sin, and then they go back after they sin. And they just as bad because they never come to the truth. They never want to open their eyes to the things of God.
Amen.
So man, they realize the gravity of sin, and God gave the law to reveal the sinfulness of sin. And I know this is going to rub some people wrong, but God ain't holding you accountable for the sin.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, what you talking about? Well, let me break this down, because I want you to understand. God was revealing the sinfulness of sin.
Amen.
How terrible sin can be.
Yeah.
See, the sin is what created wickedness. Can I take a moment and show you how wickedness came through sin? See, that's what Lucifer did. He got wicked.
Because
he could take words and orchestrate them in such a way and adequately, believe me when I tell you, and deliver a mighty sermon. This is something he was good at. This was his beauty. This was his wisdom, how he was able to articulate words like a lawyer does. See, a lawyer is in deep hot water because they're the one to try to get people through wicked stuff. Well, hold your point there. Let me go to David. You know, David, he wanted Bathsheba. He wanted her. Because when he looked out there, he saw her. Oh, my word. He began to devise around God's law. How can I get there? But the law said, thou shall not kill. Because if I can get rid of him, I can have her. But the law said, thou shalt not kill. So David devised a plan, said, okay, we're at war, put her husband at the front line. So I ain't did it. Somebody else gonna kill him. See, that's a wicked stuff. Wickedness is like homemade sin. People find a way to justify. Now, just like I was looking at somebody two women getting married. Come on, people. They can justify because they say, oh, we in love. What's the difference? If you love somebody, justifying wickedness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need to tell you God made Adam and Eve and not Adam and Eve. I don't need to tell you that. You know that. It's just so wicked stuff that they were doing. So God dropped the plumb line, and the plumb line is to be in Christ. If you're not going to be in Christ, forget it.
Yes, hallelujah.
So the law reveals sin to be transgression against God. That's what that was about. So when we read Romans 5 and 13, for unto the law sin was the world, but sin is not imputed or charged to someone, or someone blames someone where there is no law. So Amen. So God had to put the law there. Had to put the law there to show you that you're in error now. Now what you gonna do about it? So after the law came from God and detailed instruction, then the specific penalties came. That's what I was trying to show you about going down my street. Ain't no speed limit sign out there. I wish the police would say, I can burn rubber all day. What are they going to do? Ain't no sign there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. But now they put a sign there that say 25 miles an hour. Hey.
Yes.
And let me tell you, brother, God got real specific. He got real specific with this thing, and he was to the point. He says, okay, here's the penalty for this, here's the penalty for that. He said, but the wages of sin is death. That's the penalty. So the only way you can escape that death is to get in Christ. There is no other way to escape death. I don't know if anybody told y'all that or not, but there is no other way to escape death. Only way you're going to escape death is through Christ.
Because
he conquers death. And if you're in him, he reach and grab you.
Amen.
He questioned death. Death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory? He accomplished that.
Yeah.
So he over everything. He's Lord over everything because of grace. See, so where sin abide, I better go there. Because where sin abide, grace much more abide. So there's not enough sin that's going to erase grace.
Yeah.
Don't say that one more.
Say that.
That's some grace for us. There's an eraser for us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think there's not an eraser on the horizon. I don't care what you did. There's some grace for that. And I'm going to be honest with you. When you start operating in the grace of God, you realize how valuable grace is and what it did for you. Pastor got to testify yesterday. I sure wanted to go there with him, but I didn't. But listen, brother and sister, and I want y'all to understand, you know, we all have a testimony. We all can testify. But hey, at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, I'm going to be honest with you. God supplied the grace to get us from one place to the next. And I'm thankful.
Yeah.
I am too
thankful. Yeah.
I close it right there. But know that grace is available. Whatever you're dealing with, grace is available.
Amen.
Yeah.
Anybody have anything they want to share? Any comments or anything before we dismiss?
Man.
And for those that don't know, yes, we will be online on Labor Day. We will be laboring.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
You don't get off that easy. You better tell them, Pastor.
Yeah, that's true, Pastor. Has to be on. Don't matter about no holiday,
Anybody else? Hallelujah. Anybody before we dismiss? Okay. Okay. Well, we'll see you all Sunday for the review.